Okay, enough already with Tiger Woods. Okay, enough already with Sandra Bullock and Jesse James. Yeah, that Jesse James was a train robber in the 1800s. It seems like news is all over the Jesse Jameses and the Sandra Bullocks and the John and Kate plus eights. Hell, even Nancy Grace has turned to some celebrity tabloid reporting here the other night, doing several segments on John and Kate plus eight. And the crime shows need to distance themselves from that. We're supposed to be out there helping victims. And Nancy Grace usually does a pretty good job of that, even though I disagree with some of the content that she has. Spending time on John and Kate is unbelievable. Joy Behar changed the channel. Jane Velez Mitchell, she has her moments. These are all my opinions, but then sometimes she seems to go down that thing too. This fascination with the celebrity, and especially the TMZs and the Radar Onlines and all that sort of stuff, is one thing. But when it starts to infiltrate the cable media and the mainstream media, you know, I'm looking at a picture of Sandra Bullock here right now, great actress, but I'm sure she's getting sick of hearing about this. And now sex rehab and Tiger Woods, let the goof play golf. You either like him or you hate him. Obviously, he has some problems. But it's time that the media starts focusing on the stories that are important. Maybe those stories are important to you. They certainly aren't to me. Interesting, yes, but gobbling up the bandwidth the way that they do is inexcusable and a shame on some of these shows and channels that keep going over and over and over about them. John and Kate plus eight, no more. Please. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.